Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And my name is Mark Muro.
And today our guests are Julia Kosman and Juliana Osenchuk, here to talk about Broadway at Bernie's. Welcome.
So Broadway at Bernie's, this is a concert of show tunes. It's like a cabaret setting. Tell us about it.
Yeah. It turned out to be really kind of a sampler of American musical theater from the beginning, Rodgers and Hammerstein, Oklahoma, one of the earliest examples of musical theater, all the way to Spamalot, which was on Broadway in 2005, a big spoof of Spamalot, Camelot, of the romantic musical, and everything in between, Andrew Lloyd Webber and Sondheim, and we just thought it would be fun to sort of put it's almost like a review.
Yeah, it sounds like great fun. I mean, and it's so nice to see these songs, to hear these songs, and appreciate them outside the show.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity just to do what you want.
And these are your favorites.
And then write your own show. So, yeah.
And you not only sing, but act, I understand, or act out the songs?
Very much so. In fact, that's kind of one of my partner, John Frazier, that's kind of one of our passions.
So it's you and John Frazier and Juliana, you will be accompanying them. So it's a trio.
Yes, very much so. In fact, Juliana is going to take on some of the characters as well. There's some
really?
Scene work. Oh, yeah, she does a mean Pickering in My Fair Lady. They gang up on me, as a matter of fact.
Well, let's get into that. I mean, this is interesting. So you're going to do the setup, and you do a little patter and a little, like, business from the show, and then you'll, like, launch into song.
Yeah, right.
And costumes?
Oh, yes, there's a... Yes, there's some costumes. We have to limit it, but
hats.
We have some pretty good
cookie sunglasses and stuff. Like.
Actually, we have some full-on garb going on. A few wigs and robes.
Full-on
garb. Spooky looking robes.
Yeah. Well, Juliana, now you are concert pianist a lot of us are familiar with because you do a lot of things here in this town, perform with orchestras and smaller combos. I've seen you with the ballet and many, many different events here. What's it like working with a couple singers doing this kind of a Broadway thing? I mean, keeping up. I'm always wondering, the rubato of it, their sense of theater as they speed up and slow down and everything. Who's following who?
It's not any different than working with a, quote, serious classical musician, either a singer or an instrumentalist. I mean, if it's wonderful music. I mean, Broadway, especially our classics, which is mostly what we're going to be doing, it is such spectacular music. I mean, it's unique in the world. It's a genre that we Americans invented on Broadway. And so being great music, it's like any other music. It's whether it's Mozart or Brahms or Gershwin or Cole Porter or Sondheim. Working with them is a lot of fun. The only thing sometimes I have to be careful is if they start acting too much and they run away, let's say too far away from the piano, I can't quite see what they're doing, so it may be a little more difficult for me to anticipate a stop or when they're restarting, little things like that. But because it is different, obviously, when a Broadway musical is put on stage with a full ensemble, an orchestra or ensemble, you have the conductor, and so the conductor is constantly watching, and they are looking out, and the conductor is looking at them. So they've got the opposite. They're standing with their backs to the piano. But other than that, it's really not very different.
And what does Rick Goodfellow, our dear friend of this station, do have to do with all of this?
Well, this concert is subtitled Revolution Number 2. And Rick Goodfellow had had and has a wonderful idea about the fact that a lot of classical music is, especially classical music, seems to be stuffy. We put it into big auditoriums, and that's not to put down the Atwood or the Discovery Theaters. But in actuality, most originally music like solo piano music and small chamber music was performed in salons. It was performed for small audiences. It was performed in cafe bars. In Europe, a cafe and a bar were the same thing. I mean, in the morning, you know, they opened up the cafe and they would serve at the bar little glasses of wine or cognac or whatever. And people would come in all day and read their newspaper, drink their coffee, later on have their little drink of wine. And artists would come in and they would exchange ideas, and then there would be a piano and they would start playing their things. And all of a sudden there was a spontaneous or less spontaneous concert happening. So that was kind of Rick's idea. Let's take music and take it out of that stuffy auditorium setting and put it into the original context of a little cocktail lounge bar like it originally was, to make it more fun, more accessible, and a lot more informal, which is that's the main issue here.
That's a general idea that Tori Allen at the opera is also going with, trying to say that opera isn't just for special people, that it's theater, above all theater.
It is. But the difference with, let's say, you cannot put an opera production, if you're doing a full opera, or, for instance, a symphonic concert, even a small chamber orchestra, you cannot put it in a small lounge. This is why auditoriums and opera theaters were built. If anyone who's traveled through Europe and has gone through all the castles, and there are beautiful theaters, opera theaters and/concert theaters. And they were developed specifically for these big orchestral productions and operatic productions. I mean, Hector Berlioz in the early 19th century, his idea of putting on an orchestral concert was to have close to 300 people on stage. Well, you can't do that in a cocktail lounge, for sure.
Yeah. It's interesting, the whole development and the history of how we get to Bernie's. I like saloon music, like up here. So it's a cabaret kind of a thing. And let's talk about the songs. Is there a chronological arc to, you know, what song you do? Or are they just personal favorites? Do you jump around? Do you go by themes? You know, what about that?
You know, interestingly enough, the way we developed this is John and I got together and we just put our repertoire list together. And it turned into a chronology, because we both love the traditional musical theater. All singers love something sweet and lyrical and beautiful, and that's what the Rodgers and Hammerstein musicals are all about. But we also love some cutting-edge stuff, which Sondheim delivers.
Oh, yeah.
And a little more complexity.
And you're a specialist. I saw you in A Little Night Music.
Well,
you were terrific.
It's just Sondheim is one of my favorite composers.
Oh, yeah.
It does everything for me. It brings real situations. It brings relationship, and it's wonderful to sing. For me, it is. It works for me. So,
and we will have A Little Night Music.
We will have
do
A Little Night Music. Yes.
Do you do anything by Harry Warren?
No.
Or anything by Frank Lessa? Like Guys and Dolls?
Well, the Lesser and Low.
Okay.
Actually, no, that's Lerner and Low,
Lerner
My
and
Fair
Low.
Lady. Excuse me. No, you know, we wanted to. We had some Guys and Dolls selections in there. We had Fiddler on the Roof. But, you know, we had to
There's
cut it down.
There's only so much time.
Yeah,
so,
we didn't want to keep people there for 5 hours.
We'll need to do, you know, Revolution 3, 4, 5. I mean, the repertoire is so vast that...
Definitely.
Had to take an axe and just cut away, because there was so much we wanted to do.
But like you say, and if you love these songs and these are your favorites, you put a lot into them and everything. This is kind of like a walk down Broadway Julia and John.
It's a walk down, for me, it's a walk down through my history in music, because my earliest memories, childhood memories, are sitting next to the hi-fi with my ear against the speaker listening to Shirley Jones.
And a music man?
Singing, actually, Oklahoma.
Oh, Oklahoma.
Yeah,
wow.
That's the first thing I remember.
Wow. And John Frazier, who you're doing it with, is a terrific singer. He does
opera.
See him in lots of things over the
and
years as I've seen you. We saw you in Sylvia at Cyrano's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the best things. It was just wonderful.
Yeah. Every John is wonderful. Also a great comedian.
Yeah, he's very funny.
He's very dry sense of humor.
Yes. So there's a few songs in there which are just hysterical. And, I mean, John is great at pulling them off. So.
His Higgins is wonderful. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give too much away, but he's got some real showstopper
yes, he does.
Stuff.
This is a unique entertainment. And it's going to be at a place, and people could have drinks and order food.
Yes.
And,
encouraged.
And there's going to be an intermission?
Yes. We're doing it in three sets, and they're opening the doors at 7 o'clock. And you can have dinner at 5, or you can have dinner at 7, and or appetizers and or drinks. And the concert will start, the music will start at about 7:30.
And we encourage, you know, eating and drinking and having fun, and it's interactive. It's not, you know, sit and be quiet and
certainly you
sit up straight and listen. It's not like that.
Certainly it will be, that is encouraged at Bernie's, but it would certainly not be encouraged at the Alaska Performing Arts Center.
Quite.
And it's a one-shot. This is just a one-time event.
Correct.
So far.
Well, good. I hope you do more things like this in the future. This is just the greatest. I love this idea.
Well, Revolution number 1 sold out, and that was in mid-June, so this is Revolution number 2.
Oh, and it was wonderful. It was, just as Juliana was saying, to see this in this kind of venue is just wonderful.
And I'm interested in this, that about halfway through, you're going to do a Gershwin solo.
Yes, I'm glad you asked that.
Well, yes, they convinced me that I should play some things by myself. So I will
gorgeous.
Do some Gershwin, who is one of my real favorite composers.
Now, what are you going to do?
I am going to do his 3 preludes.
Oh, how nice.
And then we'll add some Gershwin songs, a couple, and John will do a couple Cole Porters. So it'll turn into, you know, a very suave atmosphere.
Sophisticated kind
right.
of nightclub.
We'll go from 1930s, gin and tonics to champagne.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Well, great. Okay, well, thanks so much for stopping in and sharing this with us, for telling us about this wonderful event that's going to happen at Bernie's Bungalow on Tuesday. We were talking with Juliana Osinchuk and Julia Kosman, and the show is called Broadway at Bernie's. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. At Cyrano's, The Head That Wouldn't Die continues its run through the end of July. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. and a Sunday matinee at 3 p.m. For tickets, you can go online to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS or go to Cyrano's box office or call them at 274-2599. That's 274-2599.
And finally, Broadway at Bernie's, one night only, this Tuesday, July 29th. Doors open at 5 p.m. with the music starting at 7:30 at Bernie's Bungalow, located on 7th and D Street. For tickets, call KLEF Radio at 522-1018. That's 522-1018.
Well, that concludes this Stage Talk. Thank you so much for listening. Until next week, for KSKA, my name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul.